Croker offered him one of One Eye's amulets. "You're perfectly safe now," Croker told him. "The shadows won't know you're around." "I don't trust—" "Don't test my temper, soldier. I'll call the guards." Smoke groaned. It was a for-real, out-loud, full-throated kind of groan. Croker started to snarl at the messenger again. The ground shook as though somebody had dropped a 7-ton boulder next door. Dirt rained down. Some got into my food. Some went down the back of my neck. I was too tired to care much, or even to wonder what was happening. Croker pulled the hangings aside.
"What was that?"
The old fart made a noise.
"He didn't make the earth shake, did he?"
I shrugged. "I don't know about that. I do know Lady wants to take one more crack at Overlook." I explained the situation there. "Wouldn't it be something if we could just round them all up? If we ended up getting the best of everybody because they couldn't stop feuding among themselves?" "We've been doing that for the last 5 years, more or less. I don't like the idea for going in there again." "She ought to hunker down till morning. A place like Overlook could turn into a death trap if the shadows infest it." I said, "We'd really better worry about Long Shadow's health, if the well-being of the Shadowgate depends on his well-being."
"Huh?"
"A lot of the insane stuff he did the last several years, he did because Soulcatcher and Kina were manipulating him. But he was paranoid about the shadows 20 years before any of us showed up in these parts. He's convinced they're out to get him. What if he's right? What if they do get him? I don't know what happens to a man when the shadows come, except that he dies horribly. If one of them kills Long Shadow, will that break open the Shadow Gate? Would that be why they want to get him so bad?" "I don't know. I'd have to ask One Eye. Where is that little shit? He should have been hanging around here instead of playing Tonk."
"Tonk?"
"A while ago he was bitching because he wanted to get back to his burrow. He'd suckered somebody into coming over to play." "He was bullshitting you then, Mergen. There's nobody in this army stupid enough to play cards with him anymore. Maybe he was going to get drunk. Why don't you run over there and—" "I'm wiped. That's one reason I wanted to see One Eye. I don't have anything left to give." Croker sighed. He started to settle his winged Widowmaker helmet onto his head.
"What should he look for?"
"He'll want to keep track of Lady and what's happening in Long Shadow's chamber. He'll have to fight Smoke every step to do it, though. The little shit is really turning into his old chicken shit self. He don't want to get near this or that or—" "Never mind. Tell him if he sees something Lady ought to know about, he can sort of warn her by getting his point of view down right in front of her and screaming. She won't pick up anything word for word, but she'll understand that there's something she needs to know. Then she'll pick up the gist of it." Croker frowned. He was really worried about Lady going back into Overlook. He asked, "Can you make it back to your place?" The sugar water had given me strength enough to attack some hard rolls and fragments of a scrawny chicken that hadn't been able to outrun the headquarters cooks. "Yeah, now. I wish we'd brought more cattle. I'd cut somebody's throat for a good hunk of rare beef." One Eye is supposed to have woven a network of spells around here to make the area proof against shadows. "But I want you to take this amulet, too, just in case. It's never wise to count on One Eye 100%. Sometimes he gets sloppy. Sometimes..."